Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that truly matter.
The research shows that love, what many of us call love in the Western context, the Western paradigm, is actually what researchers into, is it neurobiology, have observed. And it's called infatuation. Like there's an actual area of study about the chemicals that start firing in your brain when you meet somebody that you love. You know those times when you can stay on the phone for 4 hours, 8 hours. Food is meaningless because you are full of love. You don't need to see your friends. You know, if you are an introverted person, you start being talkative. If you're a talkative person, you start listening more. You are now, you know, so wise, you know. And that's what most of us call love. The researchers into what happens is that your brain is releasing so many pleasurable chemicals that you've literally become Superman or Superwoman at that time. You can do things you couldn't do normally. You can sacrifice in a way you've never sacrificed before because the chemicals in your brain are firing. Then usually, according to the research, after 1 year, the usual time for infatuation to pass is 1 year. But I often say that is 1990 research. This generation that I'm a part of, the infatuation stage lasts no more than 3 months. After 3 months, people start saying, did I really ever love this person? Did I really ever, people now begin to wonder, where were those times when they could do anything for this person? And then they begin to doubt if they ever liked this person in the first place. Now, this is what the research says. When that happens, what's going on is that in the first stage, Mother Nature made it easy for you to love the person. Now it's time for you to keep shooting. So it's time for you to start taking deliberate, conscious, mindful action to sustain the love that you were given freely as a gift.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.